Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's that time again as we resume the second half of the season. It's Brock, Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by Tarek Brock, a brother, a mentor, a friend. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as they lay down the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, the All-Star break has come to an end.
Man, good morning, everyone, and happy weekend, man. Doing great. Just enjoyed, these last couple of days off for the All-Star break. Didn't do any documenting on any of my social media. I really just took the time off, but I'll get back on it. And you could, catch me on Facebook, first and last name, TarekBrock. And on Instagram and Twitter, TarekSR. So, man, it's good. Lot to talk about, but also just looking forward to this second half of the season, and hopefully we can, mimic the Atlanta Braves from last year and go on a really good run and get in the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, tell us about season stopped for you guys at the end of the first half in Colorado. People scatter. People, 3 days goes by quick. How did that work out for you? Everybody flew back to Pittsburgh. Spent a few days in the Berg. David Bednar came out to Los Angeles. What's that like when you have that break to recuperate?
It's really good because you actually get to plan some things that's specific to you and to your family on how you guys choose to spend your 3 days off. Most guys that if you end up on the West Coast and that's where you're from, guys tend to, stay home for a couple of days and fly back out. I came back here to Pittsburgh, just to get a little bit of work done and just maintaining health and my knee and everything like that, and just spent time with my wife and just hung out and just rest. This first half was, it was really interesting, and starting off that trip, man, it was a long trip, so I just needed the rest.
Yeah, you looked at the All-Star game. I was blessed enough to go to it. Boy, I'll tell you, when you go to one of those games, you look at a lot of things different. Just seeing the fans show up with different uniforms, it kind of reminded me of Mardi Gras setting in New Orleans or stuff. I think I saw everybody's team represented in that place. And then having the Astros and, the Padres and the Giants booed tremendously, it was only fitting to see that thing 42 years later in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, just a special place. Dodger Stadium looks new. Every time you go to it, man, it looks like it could be on any movie that you play in L.A. Like, you got to get a screenshot of Dodger Stadium. So, and it was really good just to see, our game represented by so many good players and teams. And then to, have a local boy win the MVP in Giancarlo Stanton, which is a really cool thing as well. It does a lot for, Valley Sports there, Valley Baseball, Notre Dame High School. So it was a really cool thing, really cool experience. And, just looking forward to, guys just carrying that on the second half of the season.
Yeah, 6 Dodgers, 2 Angels. Giancarlo Stanton wins the MVP. David Bednar there. You had to be proud of that, seeing that whole Southern California connection and the local boy from Pittsburgh throwing a scoreless ninth for the National League.
No, it was really, really good. I mean, it was just good for, our organization, our team. It was good for Mars, where he's from here in Pittsburgh. Just a really cool situation, for him to go out and show, the world about himself and about our team and that we're coming. And that's all that we can ask for. So very happy for him. Look forward to, seeing him today in a couple hours here when I head to the ballpark.
Yeah, Jose Quintana, the trading deadline 11 days away. I hate to see this guy go. Veteran lefty who can work deep into games, having one of his best seasons in his career, got postseason experience. Man, oh, man, do not lose this guy. But if they can get some value for him, you know, with the trading deadline, I can understand that. Any thoughts to that?
I mean, yeah, you just never know, you know, where a team that's in the hunt, what they're thinking or who they're targeting. And then you're in a spot like us where we have, you know, some veteran guys that are pitching well. You know, there's always going to be some talks of them possibly, you know, getting moved somewhere else, things like that. But, I mean, I can't really speak too much to that. I can just talk about the job that he's done in our clubhouse, you know, just with the pitching staff, you know, our young pitchers, and even just, you know, young players, rookies in general, you know, seeing him on the road, you know, walking and talking and going out to eat, you know, just grooming and showing guys what it's like to be a professional and a major league ball player. And that's the biggest thing that, you know, I see from him. His smile is infectious. He has great energy. And he brings a really cool intensity on his pitching days. And that's just good for our young guys to see. So you definitely don't want to lose a guy like that. But if something comes along and it helps improve and advance his career, then, you know, I'm all for it as well.
Yeah, you got the fish in town this weekend. You saw him on the last road trip, had a chance to really put damage with them. You split the four-game series. So now with them coming into town for three, you'll see the All-Star on their side, Sandy Alcantara, throwing Sunday. What are you looking for in this series and how to put the fry on the barbecue there in the Berg?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's going to be a good series. You know, we'll see two pitchers that we didn't see, or maybe three pitchers that we didn't see, you know, while we were in Miami, and namely, you know, Sandy, you know, their all-star pitcher we'll see on Sunday. So we'll just cross that bridge when we get to it. But there is some familiarity there in which, you know, we know their team a little bit, and then it just comes down to, you know, just some small adjustments, you know, along the way. And that'll be the biggest thing that we'll focus on, you know, here starting this series off. So it should be a really good series. It's different. It'll be played outside. So, you know, we'll have the elements that'll come into place, you know, set up when we were down there in Miami. And, you know, we were inside a nice, cool, comfortable dome there.
How different is this kid, Sandy Alcantara, from the late Juan Fernandez? God rest his soul, because, boy, they were great pitchers, seeing these guys in Miami uniforms. And, you know, how different, you see him up close, how different is he from Juan Fernandez?
I mean, the biggest thing that, you know, you'll see the difference between the two is, one, you know, Sandy's definitely, you know, taller than Jose. You know, both had good electric fastball. Sandy's, you know, it's a tick, you know, harder or faster, you know, with some good movement. Jose had a really good breaking ball, could drop it in at any time. And the only difference that I see, you know, being able to see Sandy from across the dugout instead of, you know, up and close and personal with Jose, is just Jose just had a bigger-than-life personality. And Sandy just seems to be just cool, calm, and collected type deal. But what they both do, and Sandy is doing, is just anchoring the staff. And, you know, putting the staff on their back and going out. And, you know, last year, you know, we had won a couple games. And, you know, the Marlins needed a pitcher to stop the skid. And Sandy went out and goes 8 1/3 inning and wins a ball game. And that's what good pitchers do. It's like your team is on a skid, and it's their time to pitch, that skid is over. And so that's what, you know, Sandy and Jose Fernandez both have done for, you know, the Marlins.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, unbelievable pitcher he was down there, and man, terrible loss. With the three-game series with the Marlins, you guys then jet over to Chicago for two before you come back for a seven-game homestand, four with the cross-state rival Phillies and the Brewers come back. But the interesting thing on this one is July 29th, Big Ben's going to be in attendance, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. The team shared the news on social media with Big Ben, and he's got one more throw in him. And, boy, that's going to be interesting for all you guys to surround yourself with the Hall of Fame future quarterback.
Yeah, I think it'd be really, really good. And, you know, I know he's, you know, full in family mode, husband mode, father mode, being a, you know, probably a cab driver and an Uber driver, as all of us are in the off season, you know, when we have young kids. But to have him come out one more time and throw out the first pitch and you know, be celebrated for his career and in the work in the community, I think is just an awesome thing. And it's good for us as well, you know, to get, you know, a few more people out, maybe expose some people to our young guys in our team, and hopefully we can win over a few more fans.
Well, is Daniel Vogelmaier going to be kind of like the next Bo Jackson? Will he probably be telling him about he could play tight end for the Steelers?
It doesn't matter wherever it be. One, you're here, Vogie talking, and two, it'll be something hilarious, you know, in it as well, because he's just a character, and it's hilarious. So it'll be really good, and just looking forward to, you know, being a part of that celebration.
Well, I'll tell you, the second half of the season, starting tonight, anything can happen. Like you alluded to, you guys can be the Atlanta Braves. You know, it's going to get interesting here now with teams jockeying for wild card position, and why can't the Pittsburgh Pirates jump into this mix? And I think, you know, getting the pitching going, getting the hitting going, anything's possible. We talked about it before, not a sprint, it's a marathon. So what makes this Pirate team any different from all the other teams that are chasing, you know, to get in the postseason?
Well, a couple of things is, I mean, we're young. We have, you know, nothing to lose. You know, guys are going out and playing hard, learning on the job, as we all are learning. It doesn't matter if you're a 15-year veteran or a two-year, you know, player. You know, you're all learning and continue to learn. And, you know, it's just this. You still got to go out and play the games. It doesn't matter who's, you know, favored to win. They still got to go out and still throw strikes. You know, play good defense, run the base as well, you know, and so do we. And we just believe that, you know, we had a lot of close run games that we played in, you know, had our hearts broken in those games. And I believe that was a learning curve for us. And being able to carry, you know, get into the second half of the season and be able to, you know, come on top of some of those games. And all we need as a young team is just to start some momentum going. And once that happens, it can just turn into a wildfire.
Yeah, and you can take advantage of the Marlin team who played yesterday down there in Miami against Texas. So that'll give you a little bit of advantage, you know, having them fly up to Pittsburgh. You know, a lot of people don't really put thought into that, but I look at it like gives you boys a little bit of an advantage since they had to play yesterday.
I mean, yeah, it can be, or it could just be a good, you know, start of shaking off the rust for them, but you know, there's a huge difference, you know, from one day to another. You know, you could pitch one day and not pitch the next day, or hit one day and then not hit the next day. So it's just that, you know, once the game starts, it's go time, and everyone is out to do their best and show what they can do and work towards solidifying, you know, their careers and their legacy. So I expect it to be a really good series between two young teams that are just trying to make some traction in their divisions.
Well, John Wall is part of the Clippers. Is Kyrie Irving going to be part of the Lakers?
You know, that's a really, really, really good question. It's just trying to, you know, move contracts around and do things like that. And, you know, the one thing that we all got to take into consideration is, like, you know, you can get a good ball player. But if he's not, you know, a good fit and it's not the right timing, it doesn't matter. We've seen, you know, teams put together, you know, super teams and not win. Do I think, you know, he'll go? I think, you know, the Nets will definitely move him after they move Kevin Durant, if they can or if they were willing to do that. But I still think that even if he is a Laker, I still don't think they have enough, you know, to make a really good deep run in the playoffs, because it's going to take time for that team to gel. And we saw that last year with Westbrook, okay, and Carmelo and LeBron and AD, okay, when is it your time? When is it your time? And it just, you know, unless they're going to be like the Golden State Warriors and just be completely unselfish and move the ball and take the open shot and make the extra pass, then I think it's going to be hard.
Yeah. Well, we saw the bling of the Los Angeles Rams rings yesterday. Got an in-depth look at that. I said, hey, guys, just wait till the Pittsburgh Pirates win the world championship. We'll have better rings than those guys. as we wrap this up and we reconvene in Chicago on Monday morning, how can people get a hold of you, my brother?
Man, on Facebook, first and last name, TarrikBrock. And on Instagram and Twitter, TarrikSR, man. So, man, just wishing everybody a good weekend, man. Go out, get a little sunlight, get outside, have some fun, man. Enjoy one another.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the Cubs and Phillies on Apple TV. I'm not interested in the Giants, Dodgers on the regular TV. Just interested in watching the Marlins and the Bucks this weekend in Pittsburgh.
That's been an exciting series.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, my brother, as we wrap this up, I'll definitely see you Monday in Chicago for Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll reconvene Monday in Chicago. Have a blessed weekend, and go Bucks.